Cap'n, the pilot told me to tell you that the compass has been broken.
What? That's impossible.
A piece of timber splintered and broke the compass, sir.
How long did the pilot say it'd be to get the compass repaired?
I'm afraid not at all, sir. Like I said, she was broken to bits.
Oh, Markham. Understand this is serious. Very serious indeed. We have no means of determining our position or direction.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. Today's story on miracles is called The Compass.
Captain Markham, sir.
Aye? What is it, Michael?
Sir, while I was below deck, I found this old Bible. And I was wondering if you could explain to me what the inscription on the front means.
I reckon you're meaning the words, the compass?
Yes, sir.
Those have a lot of meaning to me, lad.
It sure is an old Bible, sir.
It was given to me when I was sailing under another captain by the name of Hardy. In fact, I was near your age.
What were your duties, sir?
Oh, about the same as yours. I ran errands for the captain, help the crew whenever I could. I learned all that I could possibly soak in. I learned to trust God on that ship.
How is that, sir?
Well, let me tell you what happened when I was sailing under Captain Hardy. Then, perhaps, you'll understand, and it'll explain the words the compass on the Bible. It was a stormy night. The ship was being furiously tossed about, as if it were a feather in the wind. Everyone was doing her best to keep her topside.
Pull in that mainsail before she's ripped to shreds! Hurry it up! We can't have it torn!
Captain Hardy, sir, are we going to lose the ship?
I have never lost a ship yet, and I don't plan on doing it now!
I hope not, sir. I've never seen a storm like this before.
Don't be afraid, lads. I've sailed on a lot rougher seas than this. Go up to the pilot now and relay any message he wants me to know.
Aye, aye, sir.
Make fast the cargo! I don't want anything damaged when the storm has run its course.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain Hardy, sir. Captain Hardy.
What is it now, Markham? I'm very busy.
The pilot told me to tell you that the compass has been broken.
What? That's impossible.
A piece of timber splintered and broke the compass, sir.
How long did the pilot say it'd be to get the compass repaired?
I'm afraid not at all, sir. Like I say, she was broken to bits.
Mark, understand that this is serious. Very serious indeed. We have no means of determining our position or direction. I'd better go have a talk with you. You come with me. Cartwright, is what the lad said true? The compass was smashed beyond repair?
That's right, Captain. Yonder timber landed right across it. Keep to yourself.
Blasted storm. No means of reckoning. Any recommendations from you?
That's your job, Captain. I got my hands full trying to keep her topside.
I'm going below. Keep an eye out for landmarks.
Couldn't see them if they was right at us. We could be blown right into anything.
Cartwright, I'll thank you to keep that kind of talk to yourself. We don't want panic to break loose among the crew. Mark?
Yes, Captain?
I don't want a word out of you either about the compass being broken. You hear me?
Yes, sir. What are you going to do, sir?
Right now, there is nothing that can be done but ride out the storm.
Uh-huh.
That curse of a storm has even thrown my books from their shelves. God above, if there is one, sure must have a hate for me. Markham? Mark! Come down here at once.
Hi, sir.
Yes, sir?
Help me pick up these books and get them back on their shelves. The storm really tossed them about.
That it did, sir. Where do these go, sir?
This shelf. No? Let's put them into the chests. The storm would only toss them off again.
Aye, Captain. The men are getting awful uneasy.
They're uneasy, are they?
Sir, here's your Bible on the floor.
I'll pick it up and put her with the rest of the books.
Well, I thought maybe you'd want me to leave it out for you to read and study over.
My mother read it to me when I was a lad. But I'm a grown man now. I haven't read it in years.
Now's a good time to begin again, sir. My pa said you can always find help from God's word in a time of trouble. And this sure is a time of trouble.
Well, you're right there, lads. We're in trouble. That's all for now. You can go on about your duties. I want to be left alone. Decision's got to be made.
Aye, sir. Good luck, sir.
No use looking at charts or maps without compass headings. We can't get a bearing from the stars. Yes, sir, we're in real trouble. Everybody's looking to me, but where do I get help? Markham said to try the Bible. Might as well. I sure have no place else to go. My mother's writing. Still readable inside the cover. May you always remember the things that I read to you from this Bible. If you will be faithful to the Lord, He will not fail you in the time of trial and temptation. After she read to me, she always prayed with me. It seemed to help me then. I wondered, could it help me now? Only one way to find out, I reckon. Don't exactly know where to turn. I will just open it up and read what I see first. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. All right, Lord. I need You to direct my path. Please hear the prayer of an old backslider.
Captain Hardy! Captain Hardy, sir! Captain Hardy!
What's the matter, boy?
It's all right now. The clouds have cleared, and we can see the stars for a bearing.
You wouldn't lie to me, would you, Markham?
Oh, no, sir. It's true. The pilot has got a bearing from the stars. There you are, Cap'n. You can see for yourself.
Yes, Markham. Praise God. Praise God.
You were praying, weren't you, Cap'n Hardy?
Yes, I was. For the first time in many years. You were too, weren't you, Markham?
No, sir. I tried to. I sure was scared. But I guess I never listened very well to what my pa was trying to tell me.
After we get the ship back on course, you and I are going to have a long talk, Markham.
Aye, aye, sir.
My mother used to tell me a story from the Bible where Jesus stood up in a boat in the storm and told the wind and the waves to be still. And they were. Just like this. He's still alive in heaven, Markham. And he not only stills the waves, he can give peace in your heart, too.
Yes, Sir Michael. What Captain Hardy asked for forgiveness and help, the Lord heard his prayer.
Does God always hear our prayers?
Of course. The Lord forgives and forgets our sin. It's almost always our sin that keeps him from blessing us. And don't you forget it.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. One moment we were on the ocean, helpless, visibility zero. Then right before our eyes, the clouds cleared away, and there were the stars.
Captain Markham, you never did say how you came to get Captain Hardy's Bible.
Oh, didn't I now? Do you remember that long talk Captain Hardy had with me? It was long, too. But before we were through, he had helped me to understand how to have my sins forgiven and to let God guide my life. When I left his cabin, he gave me the Bible. He told me to read John 14:6 over and over.
What does that say?
Suppose you look it up.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, 11, 12, 14. 14 what?
14:6.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Every time I read the words, I am the way, I think of that incident with Captain Hardy. That's why I had those words inscribed on that Bible. God's word is the best compass of them all.
How can I find the Lord?
By asking him to save you. That's all. Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out."
But what about my sins?
Jesus paid for them when he died on the cross. Just believe that it was for you.
Can I do it now?
Sure you can. I'll tell you what. Suppose you go down to my cabin and settle this business right now. Do it the right way.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This is Dave Yerrick inviting you to join us next week at this same time for Miracles. Miracles is a Bob Jones University production.